Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Magic Matters. My name is Denny.
I'm Erica.
And we're so glad that you are here today. Settle in, friends. It's a brand new year, brand new all of us, except for, of course, our theme park fandom. Right. That is very much intact and the same as always. So we're glad to welcome you here to our safe fandom space, and we hope that your year is off to a good one. Hey, do we have a shout out we need to give?
Yep, we gotta give a shout out to Light Strong Media, who today has a notebook with them. Woo! Very professional today. We love that. But big shout out
for new year, produces. New Light Strong Media.
All right, new year, new producer.
Yep.
she's really taking it serious. But yeah, we want to give a shout out to her for making this thing happen.
And we definitely want to tell you, go ahead and follow Magic Matters Pod if you're not already. Like this video in advance, friends. Why not?
Right.
Because you're going to enjoy it. We guarantee it. We guarantee it. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. We'd love to hang out with you more regularly because it's only going to get better in the new year. Yeah. It's only going to grow. So
we're going to have so much fun on this channel in the new year. Got a lot of plans.
Strap in. It's going to be a good one.
Buckle
so
up.
How are we starting out today, my friend?
So we're going to do a little check-in. Not the check-in that's on your paper.
Okay.
We're going to do a different one.
Different check-in.
So we're catching up. We haven't seen each other in a little bit. So how are your holidays?
My holidays were great. Thank you. Absolutely great. Flew home to Maryland, as I do every year, to celebrate like an early Christmas with my side of the family. And it was good to see my dad again. If you don't know, he had major health challenges this time last year. And so it was just really good to see him and assess what's going down, and to spend time with my sister and my mom. It was the best.
And the bunnies?
And the bunnies! My sister has two bunnies, Hazel and Domino, and I got to hold Hazel, which was a moment that I was
That's like, oh my gosh,
I just want to hold this bunny forever. And my niece and my nephew, it was just so good to be with them, and my brother-in-law too. So it was really good. And then flew back home, had a little bit of a delayed flight action going on.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Didn't actually step foot on MCO carpet until Christmas Eve in the wee hours of the morning. But I got home and just had a really great one. How are your holidays?
You know, we worked most of them, mm-hmm. but this year, Hanukkah day one was on Christmas Day. I worked Christmas Day at Disney Springs.
Okay.
So
did you
that
really?
That was hectic. Yeah.
How was Disney Springs on Christmas Day?
So our booth wasn't like bombarded.
Okay.
But looking out, it just was a sea of people. Couldn't even see the ground. It was packed. And everyone was trying to like get to their dinner reservations. Yeah. Where's Boathouse? Where's this? It was a lot of like people are trying to get places.
Nuts. Yeah. Okay.
But on the 26th, the second day of Hanukkah, we had a little holiday party at our house. Mm. Our friends, they make homemade latkes, so they brought them over, and everyone brought, like, their favorite holiday treats.
Okay, so rate those with the latkes from Epcot, from L'Chaim.
These were, like, very traditional.
Okay.
So, like, they were good. They, like, felt like home, but there's something, I don't know, there's something different about the ones at Epcot.
Okay.
I like the plant-based sour cream they use at Epcot.
Yeah, okay.
I tried to recreate it. It wasn't the same. The thing is that, like, traditional latkes are supposed to be, like, very crispy.
Okay.
The ones at Epcot
very
are not. Yeah, very thin, very crispy.
Interesting.
So this is how you make latkes.
Okay. Latke chat.
There's a science behind it. Uh-huh. Shout out to our friend Zach. We went to his Hanukkah party. He made 320 latkes.
What?
It took 40 pounds of potatoes and 100 pounds of onions to make
Holy
that much.
Cow,
because
Zach.
Latkes
That's
are
amazing. Okay.
Shredded potatoes,
yeah.
Thinly cut onion.
Mm-hmm.
You can dice them or slice them. Some people are different.
Slice
better because it matches the shredded potato.
Yeah.
The goal is when you shred the potato, you have to squeeze out as much water as possible. You want as least water as possible.
Okay.
Normally what's left over after you squeeze out all the water is that potato starch.
Uh-huh.
You put that back on the potatoes because how they're going to stick together. So
Amazing.
You mix the potatoes with the onion. Some people will add cheese. Some people will add flour.
Okay.
Right.
Flour.
Just to make it stick even more.
Okay.
But so you got the onions, potatoes, then you put them in oil to fry them.
Okay.
You flip them around. They get nice and crispy. There you go. Now, there is team applesauce, team sour cream. Okay?
Okay.
It's a big debate.
Okay.
In the Jewish community.
Okay.
And those who celebrate Hanukkah. Like, it's a really big debate. Some people are like, no applesauce. This is not dessert. Sour cream.
Okay. Okay.
And then some people are like, no, it's too savory. You want savory and sweet. Oh. So applesauce. So it's very split and divided. Let me know which one you are. I normally am team sour cream, but finding like good dairy-free sour cream is hard.
Okay.
At Zach's party, he had this apple butter. Didn't have butter. It was just apple with like spices and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Yeah.
On the latkes. Now, he had to-go boxes at his party.
Oh, he is fancy.
Enough latkes to eat lunch for 2 days. So I was very happy. So on the 26th, we had our little holiday party, right? Our friends made those latkes. They were good. I love the Epcot ones. So if I'm looking for a traditional one, I like the ones that our friends made. But Festival of the Holidays latkes just make me so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had ours. Really cute. We, like, just, we hung out. We played games. Aww. Our friends, like, everyone bought, like, their favorite holiday thing to eat. So it was really nice.
Okay.
A few days after that, then we had the Hanukkah party. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. There was a dreidel competition. Okay. So,
what?
Julissa has never played dreidel before, never been to a Hanukkah party, so this was, like, an experience. Yeah. Okay? So, we enter the dreidel competition. There are 5 rounds, and then the final round.
Wow.
I won my round, and she won her round, so we were in the
finals. Amazing!
Yeah.
Way to go.
So, we were in the finals. Uh-huh. We didn't win.
Oh.
But at least we made it to the finals.
That's a way to represent.
Right. There's so Zach is a photographer, and he was taking pictures of the party, and there's a picture of me coaching Julissa during her round.
My gosh. Amazing.
We're so competitive. But we met some other, like, Disney friends there and, like, made connections. It was really nice, but it was really, the best part was that, like, sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to bring latkes home. Julissa actually brought back, like, jelly donuts home. She normally doesn't like jelly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She normally doesn't like jelly donuts, but these are from Donut King.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Donut
so
she brought King. Them.
She brought those home.
Amazing.
But it was so nice. But like, so I do pre-Christmas, too.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom came up the 21st through the 23rd.
Perfect.
And she stayed in the Cascade Cabins over at Wilderness Ooh. Lodge, which was a bucket list item for our family. My mom's wanted to stay. She's always been like, either the cabin on the water or the bungalow. I don't care which one happens first. I need to do it.
Mm.
So this year we were able to do the cabin on the water. And her cabin was facing the Contemporary.
Amazing.
So it was just like a beautiful view. And
amazing.
That I've never stepped foot in them before. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 bedrooms. Can sleep up to 8 adults. There's a pull-out sofa, and there's also a twin sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, that little single pull-out in one of the rooms. 2 full bathrooms, washer, dryer, the full kitchen, and, of course, your little jacuzzi and the kitchen. And then outside, there's another seating area. So, like, plenty of people can fit in there.
Yeah.
It was truly beautiful, and I loved it. So, that was really great. We went to the parks.
Good.
It was a lot. I surprised my mom. Because she thought I had to work on Friday, but I worked all of my hours early so that I could be there on Friday. And it was Hollywood Studios, then Epcot, and then on Saturday was Animal Kingdom, and then they went to Magic Kingdom. I didn't stay for that. I was like, this is a lot. and then on Sunday, we took my mom and Fred to Universal.
Oh.
And Fred hadn't been to Universal in, like, super long.
Okay.
My mom hadn't been in, like, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, and we just... It's holiday weekend, so we just went on a very, like, relaxed approach.
Good.
And it was nice. We just hung out. We did a couple of rides. We were there majority. My mom just wanted to see the Wicked store. Like, that was her thing. She's like, I need to see the Wicked store.
Yeah.
And shout out to my best friend, Daniel, for getting us those tickets. He works at the train.
Oh.
So his Christmas gift to our family was being able to take them. So that was so really, nice. Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And for dinner, we ate at Confiscos, I think is how you call
Confiscos
it.
Confiscos Grill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really good food.
Mm-hmm.
We've never eaten there before.
I haven't either. Mm-mm.
And the menu looked very intriguing. I liked it a lot. So over at Islands of Adventure, on that main drag on the right-hand side, if you enjoy, like, Mediterranean-styled mm-hmm. food, very, very good.
That's good to know.
They have a pumpkin hummus that was so good. But, yeah, and we had lunch at Minion Cafe. My mom liked it a lot.
Oh.
So it was just a really, like, good trip to Universal.
Love that.
One of, like, my goals for 2025 is actually to visit Universal more often.
That's awesome.
Because we went and, like, we had a good time. And I need to go there more than just for HHN.
Mm.
But the holidays were good. So,
good.
It was a good time. Good. My next little check-in real quick is, do you have any, like, specific goals set for 2025?
Oh, gosh.
Or
that's...
did you, like... That's pick so a funny. Word for the year?
I've not picked an official word yet for this year, but I really do have a mindset that I'm kind of moving forward in, which is nice. It's just one of just learning a little bit more freshly who I am and taking up the space that I've been given to take up. I had some not fun things happen in 2024 by others, and just trying to put me into a framework and still really doing that. That is not actually who I am. So I'm trying to bust through that a little bit. And so far, so good. I'm going to enjoy things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take up the space, like I said, that I'm supposed
to.
What about you?
So I picked my word for the year, and it's going to be consistency.
Nice.
My word last year was progress.
Mm.
And I feel like there were a lot of things last year that I had to make progress on that I didn't think were going to be the things. So, like, my health, progress in figuring out my career, progress in taking care of my body. And that was the biggest one.
That's awesome.
Because I feel like for so long I, like, neglected taking care of the things that hurt in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant giving up something I loved, but I had to put myself first.
Yeah.
And so I feel like in a lot of ways I was able to do that. So this year I'm doing consistency. One of those things is posting 2 vlogs a week consistently,
very cool.
Just like vlogging on my channel. And like, it's not all Disney focused. Like, it's literally me taking you through my life, going to work, going to Little Words Project, going to Pure Bar, like just very, I don't like saying the word mundane, but it's just like, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for comfort. We're not here to like really impress anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency, along with continuing to go to Pure Bar.
Yeah.
I have my walking pad now. And now that I work in an office majority of the week, I want to be able to use my walking pad on days that I'm not going to Pure Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I only go to Pure Bar twice a week. So I want to be consistent. I also made, for the first time ever, a vision board.
I love that.
On the vision board, Disneyland is on there. The West Coast is on there. I put 10K on there because either for Magic Matters or for
Happiness
or Erica, like, I'm trying to visualize 10K.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
If it's for us, if it's for something else, like, I'm visualizing that. I put little podcast microphones next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my big thing on there is I have tap shoes on there because I have made it a point every Wednesday I'm going to tap class this year.
Love that.
Like, that's it. I'm doing stuff for me. I have figured out that this year I am making time for me. I am living for me and nobody else.
There
I am doing this for me.
Okay.
And part of that is focusing on, like, girlhood. I have on my vision board a picture of just, like, a bunch of girlfriends hanging out. And I want to focus in on those friendships that feed me positively. Like, this one. And we have some other, like, I just think this is the year of women coming together. We need to bond together, be strong together. So that's one of my things too.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that so much.
I love that. But let's talk about the real reason why we're here today. All this yapping.
Yippee.
All this catching up. The real reason why we're here is because Festival of the Holidays is over. At
it
Epcot,
is.
Which
Bless
means
it.
That the next best festival is on its way.
It is.
Which is the Festival of the Arts.
Let's go.
So, or known as
Farts.
Let's go through the details of this event.
Okay.
It is the shortest festival. It starts on January 17th. It goes through February 24th. You best believe I pulled out my calendar and mm-hmm. I counted. That is 39 days, aka 5 weeks. You have 5 weeks to enjoy this beautiful festival.
Bless.
For the first time in forever, we won't be there opening day. I'm going to try to actually get off work just so I can be there the first day and, like, walk around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a moment until we get there together. We're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be within the first week, just not the first day. But so you have 5 weeks to enjoy this festival. Now let's talk about the things that there are to do at this festival.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ones being visiting the different art booths,
yep.
meeting artists, watching artists paint, draw, all that fun stuff. It's a very unique thing to do.
Yeah, if you've never been to the festival, throughout the World Showcase, they'll put up tents. Not like a pop-up tent. We're not spending the night there in the world. Although that would be so much fun. But the World Showcase, that'll be great. World Showcase will have, canvas pop-ups where you'll be able to walk up and not only view art, a lot of times you'll be able to meet your favorite artist. You have to wait in line. You have to queue for that kind of thing. And it's certain times, certain days. So you want to watch out on your favorite artists. Social media, because they'll announce that to be sure. But it is the coolest thing, getting to look an artist in the eyes and telling them thank you. Like,
yeah,
thank you for what you're doing because it's made a difference in my life. And could I please have your autograph?
Yeah.
So you can not only purchase the art right there, you can also potentially have them sign it.
Yeah, which that's like really fun
mm-hmm.
and different from any other festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you can enjoy some creative food from the food studios. So, the food is always so thought out for this festival.
It's never more beautiful.
Right. It's plated so beautifully. Because we're talking about the arts, like the culinary art of displaying your food, cooking your food. It's so beautiful. Ever since the year has started and I've been thinking about Festival of the Arts, I cannot wait to get my sushi donut. It is always so good. It always looks so pretty.
It does.
So excited for that.
Yeah. They have not, at time of filming, the foodie guide isn't out. It literally will drop any day now. Any day now.
With our luck, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Disney Parks blog will put out that foodie guide, and then we'll definitely know which food items will be at each food studio throughout the event. And I, for you, I am wishing more dairy-free, plant-based options for you. Because I know last year the selection was like 4 items.
Yeah.
It was something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a small amount.
So I hope that for you this year, that there's more intentionality behind building a plant-based section of the menu. And for everyone who is plant-based.
Yeah.
Or dairy-free. But yeah, I am so excited to be able to try some of the items this year because they are beautiful. They are thoughtfully done. It might take you an extra moment in the food studio line because those chefs behind the line are adding, the different touches to these food items. But I can't wait to be able to try them.
Right. And they're all like Instagram worthy.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for us to go. And then this is one of your favorites. You can go ahead and make art at the Animation Academy.
Yay!
America Pavilion.
Yep. They'll have that. So they've had it in different locations throughout the park over the years, but definitely it was fun having it in the American Gardens Theater because there was tons of room for everybody. And so you'll be given a clipboard and a sketch sheet of paper and a pencil. And you sit down along with a Disney artist. That Disney artist will be up on stage or on an elevated platform and will talk you through how to draw a different Disney character. And it's actually a whole lot of fun. Like, even if you're not an artist, you'll kind of walk away being impressed with your skills because they really do kind of talk you through the whole process. And my Donald Duck looked adjacent to Donald Duck. So I was pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, I think it's a really fun thing. Like, I think people all ages can have fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I love standing there and watching everyone draw.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And then another thing that Denny loves are the scavenger hunts.
Ooh.
And for this one, we have two.
Yep.
We have Figment's Brush with the Master Scavenger Hunt. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine, which is the food scavenger hunt that you'll find in your festival passport.
So I've got last year's festival passport here. So this is what we used that day. I have stamps that I had collected in this. I didn't complete the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine, as you can see, if you look very closely.
I remember us getting that Pop-Tart.
So, yeah, we got the Pop-Tart. Yep. So, and I've had this before, the orange mousse from Deco Delights. It's not, no bueno. It's not good. Please don't waste your money on this. Bless it. This, the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine is actually, it's not free, but it's, you can have your page in the festival passport. You'll have to purchase each item, 5 items total of any of those items. So if you like that Pop-Tart, you can get 5 of those little babies, complete your walk, and then go turn in and get the completion prize, which is always a whole lot of fun. The Figment's Brush with the Masters, that'll be a 4-purchase thing. It's separate, so you'll need to go to one of the 2 shops there at the mouth of the World Showcase, the beginning of it. You'll get a little map, and then you'll put stickers on that map. Mm-hmm. But it's so cool because it gets you interacting with actual masterpieces or replications of actual masterpieces. I mean, the Mona Lisa isn't sitting there in Epcot. It's in Paris at the Louvre. But you get to see some of these iconic works of art represented throughout the park. You get to match up the different stickers, mm-hmm. all of that. And there's tons of photo ops. So it's always a lot of fun. And Figment is a part of some of those. Like, he'll be in the Scream. He'll be doing different things. So you get to find Figment acting silly, but also interact with the art.
Yeah, so. That's a lot of fun. And then one of my favorite things is the chalk art that's over as you start approaching World Showcase. I just think that it's so cool. These people are so talented to make that with chalk. And then they have the photo op one where, like, I'll just say, like, stand here in the chalk art. And I just think that's so cool. And I always get sad when it rains and, like, it like, washes away. But it's such a nice touch to the festival. Yep. And, you know, you always see kids like, oh, look, they painted Goofy or whatever. And it's just so cute. I really like that one a lot. It's a lot of fun.
For sure. It's so funny because the other night, I was there just a couple days after Christmas, watching my husband perform in Candlelight Processional for the last time during this season. And I was walking. It's that bridge, you know, that connects World Celebration with World Showcase. So I'm walking on the right-hand side down, and I looked down. I went, oh my gosh. Next month, this will be the chalk art. I will be walking on the, I won't actually be walking on the chalk art, but I was walking where it will be. Yeah. And it was kind of fun to kind of go, oh, there will be art here
and
soon.
One of the coolest things is to watch them, like, actually make the chalk art. The artist sitting there, and it's just so interactive. And I think that's why this festival is so cool, because it's so interactive in that way. Yeah. You are watching art be made throughout the festival. And that leads us to the paint by number mural, which is our tradition.
Our favorite little tradition.
Yeah, we get our coffee, we go get our little paint, and we go paint our numbers. And it's, you know, once the mural is filled, they'll change it to another one. But it's so fun. Like, the kids love it. It's such a really fun thing for kids, the teenagers, for us. Like, it's, you get to be part of a piece of art being made at Epcot. And if you're an Epcot fan, that's a pretty big deal to be part of art being made at Epcot.
Absolutely. And they'll have different murals that they cycle throughout the festival. So if we paint one thing one week, someone who comes the next week might be painting something completely different.
And at the end of your experience, they will hand you a bookmark that has the mural you are help painting, essentially, which I think is really cool.
But it is, it's so much fun. It's so hands-on. There are so many hands-on experiences during this festival and ways to connect with art on so many different levels. And I think sometimes, I know sometimes we hear, oh, Epcot's not that fun. Epcot's not great for kids, which I heartily disagree with, have always disagreed with. I was a kid in Epcot and enjoyed it.
Me too.
But this even more so, like, wipes away any of those, you know, any of those excuses, any of those dismissive opinions, which you're entitled to that. But because there are so many, so you want to paint? We got that. So you want to look at masterpieces? We got that. You like to eat? Well, we got that too. And it's going to be a masterpiece. So anyhow.
And then something else that's really fun that, again, everybody can enjoy is the Disney on Broadway concert series, which you can also do by the dining package.
Yep.
I love the Broadway concert series. Mm-hmm. You get different Broadway performers that have been in different Disney Broadway shows singing in Epcot. I am a musical theater nerd, okay? So to me, that is the most exciting thing to happen at Epcot all year, is being able to go and see Broadway performers.
Absolutely.
In the middle of my favorite park.
Yeah, if you can't get to Broadway, but you are coming to Disney during the month of January and the first of February, like, oh my gosh, the Broadway artists come to you, which is always a whole lot of fun. And sometimes, a lot of times, they're not singing what they typically get to sing.
Right, they're singing different songs.
They get to sing different things, which for them has got to be a whole lot of fun. So it's a cool
And when moment. They were, when Disney was building Frozen for Broadway, they actually sang some of the songs before the musical was actually out, which was pretty fun. And speaking of Broadway, new this year at Communicore Hall, we have Once Upon a Stage, 30 Years of Disney on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a walkthrough exhibit. They said that it'll mainly be showcasing Lion King and Aladdin, and you'll be able to see props and costumes from the shows. And the costuming in both of those shows is very impressive. And that's going to be, I can't wait to see how they transform whatever part of Communicore Hall that's going to be in. But this is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So Communicore Hall, if you've not gotten to visit yet, is that brand new kind of box space. In theater terms, it's a black box, but it's a white box. It can become whatever it needs to be. There's also a kitchen there. So, you know, we had experimental prototype Cookies of Tomorrow there during the Festival of the Holidays. So inevitably, they'll have a food studio in there. And they'll be able to make it into a little bit of a display. And proud mom moment, my kid is on the floor directing team and usher team at the new Amsterdam Theater on Broadway.
That's so cool.
Where Aladdin is. So I've actually gotten to be in the theater, and it'll be fun to get to see some of those
That's
props
so
and
fun.
Costumes.
I can't wait for that. Like,
That's so cool.
Right now, well, not right now, because it's over. I spent a lot of time in Communicore Hall just looking at the Spaceship Earth gingerbread display.
Yeah.
And now I think I'll be even spending more time in there looking at all the Broadway stuff. It's just so cool.
It is. It is.
And then the last thing that I have on our list is the art-defying gravity. Which is, I believe that's the acrobatic show, right?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty stellar. Just to stand there and watch them for a few minutes and how they do what they do is really amazing. But again, it's another form of art. Which is, you like singing, you like acting, you like painting, you like cooking, you like acro work. Yeah, it's going to be there as well.
Art comes in many different forms. So, I'm really excited for this festival and just being able to step into it and be there and see all the beauty that's in it.
Oh, absolutely. I was rewatching last year's video that we did.
Oh.
And it's just, it's so good. Like, being there. It's a neat time of year, just physically, weather-wise, to be there. Because you're not sweating, the entire time.
Yeah.
You aren't one big sweaty, frizzy-haired mess. Yeah. Maybe I'm just talking about me.
Last year, I actually got to wear makeup.
Amazing.
I'm not going to sweat it off.
You did. You had a great eye look and everything that day. Like, it's nice. I had a sweatshirt around my waist last year. So, and I can, you know.
Well, we're about to get a pretty big cold front next week. Everyone running that marathon, God bless
you. Blessings to you and yours.
It's going to
be a chilly one.
Yeah. It's going to be like in the 30s.
I have a very dear friend who's running it, who has been training hard.
My mom just Amazoned me a coat.
Oh, I got a coat at, I actually got a coat at Target before I went up to Maryland. And it's fun fact, you can't buy coats at Target down here. Just FYI. I walk into the Target in Maryland and they have this whole selection of coats I've never seen before in my life. But someone had obviously ordered this online and returned it to the store because mm-hmm. there was one coat in one size. No other coats. And it was at a different Target that I normally go to down here. And I turned and went, oh my gosh, there's a coat. So yeah, my coat will get used this week.
Yep.
Definitely. For sure. But yeah, it's just cooler, which really, I don't know about y'all, but I know we kind of feel like when you take away the high temps and the humidity, it just sets you up for success for the day.
It's so much more enjoyable. Because, like, when Food and Wine started, when they had it starting in the middle of summer.
That was nuts.
I felt like I could not enjoy my food because I'm eating over my food and the sweat is just dripping and I feel
so. Into your cheddar cheese soup.
Right. And I'm just like, I feel so uncomfortable.
Yuck.
That, like, that's why I love Festival of the Holidays. Mm-hmm. I love Festival of the Arts. And Festival of Flowers, the beginning of it.
Plus.
Is, you know, at a time where the temperature is pretty nice.
It is. It absolutely is.
All the best festivals happen.
All the best. Yeah.
It's cooler out.
This is true. This is true. So we are really, really looking forward to the festival this year. And looking forward to sharing the adventures with you. So.
Yeah. And then so my questions for you guys is, are you excited for Festival of the Arts? Are you able to make it to Festival of the Arts?
Have you been there?
Mm-hmm. Is this festival one of your favorites? I know it's one of ours.
Yeah.
So I just want to know where you stand with Festival of the Arts.
And like, if you had to pick one festival, would Festival of the Arts be the one that you would want to go to the most?
That's a good question.
Like, which one would be your one? And is this one your one? Because it certainly is high on the ranks for us. So thank you so much for tuning in today. We are so excited to get to be able to be with you and to talk about one of our very favorite festivals. I can't wait to eat that food with you.
I can't wait either. I'm so excited.
Can't wait to explore it with you. It's going to be so much fun. Hey, if you want to follow along on my adventures, you can check it out on Instagram and also YouTube at Denny_Sunderly.
And now that it's 2025, the name change has officially happened on everything. So you can find me at Healthy Dose of Erica, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, all that fun stuff. And you can also find Magic Matters on TikTok now, too, at Magic Matters Pod, just like our Instagram. Healthy Dose of Erica on everything.
I love that. Again, please like this video. Please subscribe to the channel. And however your 2025 has begun, we want you to always remember that magic matters.